Hey guys, this is the Cool Things Podcast. It's your host, Justin Chitla, and I'm here with my brother, Jason Chitla, and my best friend, Andrew Lim.
Hey, I'm Jason. this is my first time on a podcast, so I will try not to say, it's going to be haunting me throughout this podcast, but I'll do my best. And here is Andrew.
Hey guys, this is Andrew. I'm that friend that kind of snuck into their life and they just kind of kept me around. So first time on the mic. Yeah, good to be here.
All right. Yeah, no, it's funny because actually today, Justin and I were actually sneaking out to go play some golf. And Andrew's just in the room, overhears the plant, and he actually mangles his way into the plant.
Guys, if you ever have a friend in the friend group who just seems to always get into the plans that and you don't actually want them there, that's the type of guy Andrew Lim is.
Yeah, just really weaseled my way into the life, like I mentioned earlier. I was just sitting in the corner doing my, you know, wall exercises, and just like, oh, ears perked up, something's going on. Yeah, I'm game.
Yeah, so this is the first podcast. We're trying something new here. Usually, I have two podcasts where they're like pre-recorded videos of other interesting things, and I thought, well, we're just going to screw around and see if this is going to be fun to do, and I thought, why not throw Andrew in? Because he's also the friend that we make fun of from time to time, right?
Yeah, that sounds like me. So yeah, if you want to keep me on the mic, just be sure to make this his highest rated podcast to date.
Yeah, I feel like we're talking really fast and we don't have to talk this fast.
Yeah, it might be a little unnatural right now, but funny quick little side story, another story about Andrew. So last week, you know, he overhears that me and I'm Jason speaking right now. Me and Justin, my brother, are going to the beach, right, with John, our other brother, and he overhears these plans, and rather than asking to join like a normal person, what do you do?
Well, first off, I just want to come in and clarify that, you know, I don't usually just ask. I'm not going to invite myself to a trip that I'm not invited to. That seems a little weird. So, to spite them, instead of asking, I decided to plan my own little trip without them.
Yeah, basically, he was very butthurt that he didn't get the invitation to this cool beach trip that we're planning. It's one of our best friends, Iza's birthday, and we got a house. And somehow, I thought he was in the group chat, and he just wasn't. There was 11 people there. I thought your name was there. Apparently, it was not.
Yeah, I happened to not be in the corner this time, so they found the loophole, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, funny, off of that, though, so, yeah, it's Iza's birthday. She has a boyfriend, Cam. Cam is moving back to Raleigh, and I am going to live with him, I think in a month or so. So right now, the situation is Justin is living with Andrew right now, and we're currently at their place. And my situation is I'm a little bit down the road from them, and I'm just living by myself right now. But I think it'll be really cool. Iza's boyfriend, Cameron, he's a Twitch streamer. His Twitch is CamCap1. Go follow him. he's really cool, though. So I think I'm going to live with him in about a month or so. Yeah. And we have this joke that we're going to have like this hype house with him. It's going to be, you know, me. I'm going to be trading. Cam's going to be streaming some games. Justin's going to be doing his podcast. And once again, Andrew's not going to be in the picture.
It's really funny. I love talking about our other friends when Andrew's in the room and looking at us, because it's really funny the faces he makes.
Well, you know, these faces, they don't just make them. Like they're kind
you
of
feel
like
them.
They're like a reaction
you
almost
feel
to
them deep down.
You telling everybody about your best friends that are coming and really just looking at me with these eyes. That's like kind of like a big F you to my face.
Exactly.
And so I can't help but make that face.
There's more times, especially because I live with Andrew. So whenever we're meeting new people, and they ask, you know, who are your best friends? I always give off, you know, I met this awesome guy, Drew Butler. He's my coworker at work.
Drew, don't confuse him with me. That's not me.
Yes. No, that's a big mistake. Andrew and Drew Butler are different people. Drew is my best friend at work, and Andrew's the person that lives in my house with me right now.
Yeah, I live in your house.
Okay. He lives in my house with me. Okay, we're getting, I feel like we're rambling about stuff, but it's just so you get to know who we are and how we know each other. What do you guys want to talk about today? I kind of wanted to ask Jason, you know, how's it like being my twin, or how, and the reciprocal, how I think it is being your twin? And I wanted to get into kind of your guys' career paths, what you guys chose to do, what you guys are doing now, and what you guys want to do in the future.
Yeah. Okay. So Jason here. I think I'll tackle that twin thing first. Just really briefly, I'd just like to say, so obviously you came out first, right? And it was very quick because it was a C-section or whatever. You came out first and I was a quick second, right? But in all my time living on this earth, I've always known that I was the younger one. And that kind of has a little bit of a psychological effect to it. I always thought you were my older brother, even though we are twins.
Yeah, so just to preface this, I guess being twins, if you don't have a twin, you might not know this. Maybe you do because you've seen twins. But the most common question we get is who's older, right? It's the first thing that you ask when you meet a pair of twins is who's older. So
a close second is, did you guys switch in class?
Yeah,
you
know, that's a close second. That's a really funny one. If you want to be a funny guy, just ask a pair of twins if they've ever switched classes or switched their positions at work. But real quickly, the number one question is who's older? So that was one question. And I'm a very strong believer in what makes you is all these social interactions, right? How you grow up. There's that whole, nature versus nurture. I'm huge. I believe in both sides, but I'm really, really big believer in just the social interactions that you have every day of your life. And it's seriously, we get asked this every single time, and I'm usually the one to respond, I'm older, right? Even though I was the one that got pulled out first, and it was just by a minute, seriously, like maybe less. I was pulled out, but it makes me feel like I have a year on you.
And then you go through all these encounters with family and friends and strangers. And that, since that is the first question you ask, you know, I've been told that I was younger than you my whole life. So that's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to feel like. Right?
Yeah. And I was not. I was the first one to get a car. I feel like I was just the first one to get a lot of things or do a lot of things if we were ever asked.
Right. And even in high school. So we're just out of college now. And even in high school, I would always kind of look and see you do things first and then go off of that.
Yeah, that's really funny that you say that. I feel like in elementary school, I feel like, and maybe you can battle this if I'm wrong here, but I feel like I was kind of more the one that started to talk to other people so we could make friends with other people.
You gave me my friends in elementary school for sure. Yeah.
And even I think that that's the same way. I remember sitting at a table in like fourth grade and we were in the same class and there was these two other girls that sat next to us. And I think that I kind of started talking to them and that's kind of how we became friends with them. And I just think that it's just weird. It's just weird looking at it now.
Right. And a little bit off topic here. But it's interesting that you bring this up because yesterday I was watching a YouTube video.
It's funny. I think we're saying the word interesting a lot. It's really funny. Okay. Everything is interesting.
You know,
apparently.
Is very, very intriguing here. But yesterday I was watching a YouTube video and the guy was talking about a parent's number one goal when they spawn a child. Their number one goal by the time the child turns 4 years old, it should be sociable and interactable with other kids and other strangers, right? That's the number one thing. Because what the YouTube video was about was, so they start out saying whether or not how often people are agreeable. And so women are very often agreeable and you find less of them in prison and in jail. On the other hand, you have men who are less agreeable. And so you see them more often times in jail. And it's like this whole weird thing where they were matching this testosterone curve around 18 to 25. And ironically enough, the same creativity curve, it matches it like one-to-one, very direct. I don't know where I'm going with this. But
I think, you know, you're really trying to hit at the premise of the show, which is cool things to think about. I guess that is interesting. Do you have anything to add, Andrew?
Yeah.
You've been sitting here. I want you to talk.
This is kind of tough for me to join in since I'm not a twin. But, you know, just kind of like growing up with Jason and Justin, I met them not in elementary school. So like kind of like in middle school time, shortly after. But funny, though, because you say that Justin was kind of the guy who was more, outgoing and kind of introduce you to friends, but I would say that I think I met you first and we really became friends before I met Justin. You know, we'd always like go golfing or, you know, hang out, whatever.
That's right. And that was like, that's like actually, yeah, the one friendship I think that we can think about in my group other than James, where like you kind of made the first initial relationship with that person. So it was with Andrew. And I remember being like pretty jealous because back then, Andrew was a lot cooler to hang out with.
Yeah, you know, I peaked when I met Jason, and it's all been downhill from there.
Seriously, guys, he was a lot more fun. Go ahead.
Just that friend that kind of hangs around, right? They keep me, I string myself along.
At this point, we're really wearing back the lifespan of the relationship. Now I kind of refer to Andrew as the person that lives in my house. But back then, I feel like I was really jealous. Like, we would all go on beach trips. That was like one of the most fun things that we did as kids. And our parents would let us bring friends, and we brought Andrew. And I just remember, you know, that first trip, it was so fun hanging out with you. You were like really good at Pokemon. And this was this was like in middle school, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, actually we became friends freshman year of high school.
Oh, is that when it started? Is that when the first beach trip was?
Yeah. Like, yes, before summer, sophomore summer.
Okay. Yeah. So we went to the beach, right? And we hung out. And I just remember always wanted to hang out with this dude. So that's, I don't know where I'm going with that. Help me out here.
You were kind of going off how you were kind of jealous that Jason and I kind of had this first like real relationship built.
Sure. And throughout high school, you know, it was great. It was great. And then we get into college, and that's really where Andrew just changed. I feel like, did he not change?
In what way?
I don't know. Like,
well, he did join a frat.
He joined a frat.
And nothing wrong against fraternities.
Nothing wrong with joining a frat. But I think, I don't know. I just think back in the high school days, he was really cool. You could make fun of him and he wouldn't really care. He would just laugh and he would just be this weird kid. I feel like now he's been the guy that he's just been made fun of for too long, and now he's really trying to battle that, and he's really trying to be like,
you know,
guys, I'm not this pushover dude.
Andrew really wants to grab the mic. I'll say one thing before he grabs the mic. It's so, tying back earlier to what I was mentioning about the YouTube video where we're talking about agreeable people, he's one of the most agreeable people that you can meet, and I think that's why he's very sociable, is that he can agree with pretty much anyone. But the pitfalls of that is you don't really have much to stand on if you don't, you know, kind of force your own opinions on some things.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is, you know, they've always made fun of me like my entire life. Even right now, they're laughing. Yeah, it's hilarious. But and like they said, I've always been this agreeable guy. But and it's fine. I feel like these are, you know, my best friends. So then the caveat is when we're hanging out with other people, and they bring this same kind of energy in, which is fine. I love to be included. I love to, you know, be made fun of. It's funny. I like to make people laugh. But when everybody starts jumping in on it, it kind of becomes a lot, you know? Like it's like I'm being attacked. At some point, okay, I'll diverge. But anyways, you kind of like get to a point where you need to start standing up for yourself, and enough is enough, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
That's fine. No, I mean, honestly, lifelong friends here, so, but yeah, we have that. That's the dynamic that you have in this room right now.
Okay, so do you want to go back to or go on to the next topic?
Yeah, let's go on. Let's go. Tell me about what you're doing now. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Okay. So Jason here again, and pretty much, so I got.
Do you think that people will be able to distinguish our voice?
Because
you keep saying Jason
here. I'm
very
curious, and I don't know if they'll be able to distinguish.
You keep saying Jason here, but I feel like people will be able to tell the difference. Okay, but just keep saying it.
I'm
going to
do it. Yeah, for the first episode here, I'm going to continue saying Jason here because I do not know if our voices are different, because a lot of people say our voices and our labs are very similar.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if people are going to get it on the first episode.
Go ahead.
So Jason here, I graduated from North Carolina State University very recently from a computer science major. And my goal was through college was always to be a software developer. I've had a lot of internships. Ticketmaster as an iOS engineer, IBM, Capital One, a bunch of internships. I was always very successful at programming because I started at such an early age.
You had that that app.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Got like I used to make 50,000 downloads, but there was one that was is funny. It was definitely not the one that you probably are most proud of, but you had the best. Yeah, you had the best results.
So back 10 years ago, there was this Gangnam Style versus Harlem Shake, or there was these two memes that people would do, right? So I made an app on that, got a bunch of downloads. The Gangnam Style company actually wanted to sue me, so I got scared. And I was 12-year-old, and I see that word, and I get really scared. I take it down from the app store. Anyways, I digress. My point is, I was very good at programming, right? And then the last year of college, my senior year of college, right? I'm thinking, you know, I'm getting all these job offers. I'm gonna try to stay humble here. I did get $200,000 job offers, right?
Which is sick. Yeah. These offers came in before everyone was really getting offers, so it was really cool to see that.
And right. I was in my junior year when I got that offer. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even a senior yet. But anyways, I got really into trading. And this is, it kind of goes.
Why did you get into trading? Can we talk about why? Because like software engineering, that's where everyone and
right.
everyone thought that's where you were going to go just because you made apps as a kid. I remember, you know, our dad got you all this Mac gear, got you an iPhone. You're the first one to get an iPhone in all of our friend groups. Seriously, like the first one. And I wasn't even jealous because I knew you were like going to make an app and I thought that was so cool and so difficult. But you made this really stupid drawing app. That was like your first one.
Yeah, seriously.
It was so dumb. Let me describe this app. It was like you could choose, I think, between two colors and it was like a pill button design on the bottom or something like that. It was like you could do red or blue. And it was so dumb, but that's like, that was your first app.
Yeah, I actually remember Jason walking up to me saying, oh, did you download my app? And, you know, not that I didn't want to, but I felt compelled to just because he asked me point blank. I was like, oh, yeah, I have it right here. You know, I had to let you know.
We had supportive friends.
I made that one because I saw a news article about a little freaking kid making an app. I know I wanted to be in the news too. And
Right.
And I decided to do the same thing.
Hold on. It was a big deal if you just made an app that went on the app store as a kid.
Right.
So you're like 11 or 12. So Jason was 11 or 12 at the time when his first app got on the app store. And there was like this big thing we told everyone about. It was so dumb though. It was called UCreate. And it was such a dumb drawing app. but everyone thought it was so cool.
Anyways, I learned a lot from it. That was my first one. I did end up making like 7 more games. A lot of them were really fun to make. But I think going back to the question that you asked, why did I get into trading? I got into trading because, so at going through all those internships, and this is the reason why you have internships, I realized programming, I didn't want to make a career out of this. I realized that while talking to all the developers, while I was good at the skill and art of programming, I didn't want to become a programmer because I'm more of a social guy. I want to be talking and work. I want to be kind of doing something more creative. So I stumble upon trading. I was always interested. That's that word again. Interested.
Yeah,
I was always interested.
This is a very interesting episode.
I was always interested in trading, right? And so I started doing it my senior year of college. And the fun part is every morning you wake up and you attack the day by looking at the charts. You can get really creative with your hypotheses about what the market's going to do. And so that's how I got into it. And I've been doing it every day for like a year. I'm getting really good at it, getting a really good positive edge from it. So right now, what am I doing after I just graduated? I decided to, after getting my computer science degree, I bought myself some time by doing a master's in financial mathematics. While I was doing that, I was trading every day. And that's what I'm doing since. Right now, I'm looking for a job to fund my trading right now. We're in the summertime right now. Obviously, you have coronavirus going on. And I'm still looking. It should be easy to get a remote job for me, a remote programming job where I don't have too much responsibility, where I can still trade every day. So that is my goal right now.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. It's really funny to me because it sounds like you're freaking interviewing for, or you're sounding like you're trying to push your resume out on this podcast. Like there is like anyone else other than our family members is going to hear this, but that's really funny. No, thanks for going into detail there. I just want to say it's really cool that the way you explain it, because whenever I see anyone who's trading or getting into the stock market or right. options trading or day trading and stuff like that, it seems like it's about greed and it's about money and it's about status.
Right.
It's like, oh, what do you do? Oh, you know, I work on Wall Street, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, I'm going to be there one day, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be this big analytical investment quant trader,
yeah.
you know? And it's like, for me, I don't see the passion behind that sort of argument. For me, it's cool. I guess the way you make it sound is like a puzzle.
Right. And that's why I think I am doing pretty well in my first year, is because I do have a passion for it and not just wanting the money for it. I see a lot of people in my trading group. They're all about the money. They're all about how much they can make off single trades. And I just, you know, you see they're not performing well, because it's to them, it's more about the money. But yeah, I mean, I like it a lot, and I think I'll eventually be really good at it.
No. Yeah. That I agree. Just by, looking at how much you're putting time into this, it's definitely going to become fruitful. Okay.
Well, I would like to say, going more into a different direction, you know, I get a lot of weird looks when I tell people that I've turned down multiple 100K jobs to, and why I don't have a job right now.
Multiple, huh? Okay, it started out as a couple and now it's multiple.
So I would like to address that. I think that I am very good at making big decisions, but not very good at making small decisions. Like I've made plenty of very hard decisions, I think. So one of them was, I got an Air Force RTC scholarship.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about this. This is a huge part of Jason's past, is getting this really right. cool Air Force ROTC, ROTC scholarship. And it was like one of the coolest moments was like seeing, like this was really cool, was seeing you get that scholarship on stage
yeah.
in
and
high
everyone
school.
Was freaking out.
Everyone yeah. was freaking out. And it was really funny because actually there was a list of people that were getting scholarships.
Yeah.
But you were the very first one. So everyone thought it was like this was a one and done type deal. Like, oh, this
whoa,
kid
they
got
made
a scholarship.
It. They made it huge. Once yeah. again, we'll throw that 100K in. They threw that 100K yeah. number out there.
Yeah. You know what? It would. There wasn't a check, but the guy, there yeah. was this
Major Barry,
a major, and he was up on the stage. He gave it to you, and that was sick. That was, it's on your Instagram
yeah.
probably
and
way
you know,
back.
Yeah, there. It's on my Instagram. And you know what? It was funny because, so I didn't really, I didn't really get like any girls in high school, but it was funny after that night, like I'd swear like two girls were texting me.
Seriously?
Trying to hang out. Yeah.
I don't know if I believe it.
No.
But that was really cool. I yeah, go ahead, Andrew. Do you remember that night?
I do remember that night. I was just gonna make a silly joke, but it didn't end up working out.
You wanna very quickly, I know Andrew's having to run off to the lake. It's the 3rd of July, so tomorrow's the 4th. He's going to the lake with his girlfriend, and unfortunately I did not cop the invite. But Andrew, really quick before you go, I want everyone to know kind of what you're doing.
So right now I'm working for a consulting company called Accenture, and I'm an analyst, so lower level in the company, and I'm in a technology development program. So they're just kind of building my skills up, getting me immersed in a bunch of different businesses, even though I've only been with the company for a year, so I haven't had too much immersion, I guess.
But, immersion. Yeah. We're bombing this.
I heard that podcast with just instantly expand your vocabulary. Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy. So much immersion and interesting immersions going on here.
Yeah, yeah.
So Andrew, do you want to do this for the rest of your life, or
what's
your 5-year outlook or 10-year?
Kind of different from Jason. I would say I'm very good at making small decisions. You know, what I want to go eat, not even a second thought.
Yeah,
just
we didn't finish that conversation.
We'll go back to it.
We'll go back to that. But for me, long term is kind of iffy for me. That's why I kind of like my job right now, because I get the opportunity to look into so many different industries. So hopefully I'll
drop in a lot of buzzwords.
Yeah, you know,
you want to look into those spaces.
If you want
somebody
to give an interview for you, I'll get you the job. But yeah. So where were we going with this? Sorry.
Just tell me what.
Oh, long term. Yeah, sorry.
Sure, long term. What do you want to do?
So I don't know what I want to do, and that's one of the like weirdest things for me. Like, look, like when I'm working, is this really something that I want to keep doing for the rest of my life? I'm not sure. Right. So, you know, I'm kind of like learning as much as I can about a bunch of different industries, and like I really need to kind of like dial it down and pick one and just kind of go with it. And then I feel like that's the best way for me to find if I really like it.
No, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say, like, this, if I have to say, like, kind of what regime we're in, another big word, and we are, I would say we are
guys, real quick, we have a thesaurus in the room, so we're flipping through the thesaurus and throwing out crazy words.
I would have to say that we are in a second side hustle economy. It seems like nowadays when you come out of college, you're trying to oh, you have to go.
Yeah, sorry, this is Andrew. I'm heading out now. It was great to be on this podcast for the short amount of time. Hopefully this gets enough, you know, feedback from the group that's positive.
Yeah,
that,
if there's,
know, I'll
if
get
there's,
brought back in.
Yeah, if there's a lot of listens to this, for sure we'll have you back on.
I love that contingency.
Right back into it.
Okay, so yeah, so Jason here again. I brought up the whole Air Force ROTC thing because coming out or going into college, right, you know, a huge part of your life, a huge influence is your parents, right? So I always had this going into it, you know, my dad always expected me, you know, to be the one that I was going to be going into the military, whatever. And so it was a big decision for me to
right, because our dad,
get out of that.
Our dad was in the Marine Corps, right?
Right.
And it's a very like honorable thing to be a part of the military for right. at least some years of your life. I think that's great. That's really cool. And
very
they
cool.
instill in you very awesome values, right? Yeah. I mean, that's
we had my roommate actually, Mikey, he did Navy ROTC to be a Marine officer,
and he was always that kid that said, "You're talking to a future what? Navy. What did he say?
Future U.S. Army officer."
No, it's just too funny. I can't get it out.
No, but anyways, so yeah, so a lot of pressure, I guess, in that decision because I respected. I think it was a very honorable choice to keep going with it, but I was always very good at programming and all my other interests. I always wanted to dive a different direction. So it was a very hard decision to get out of that. And so that was one example of a big decision I had to make that was very easy after looking at all the facts and whatnot. Another one being to turning down these very generous job offers to keep going and doing what I want to do.
I really hope no one gets a bad image of you. The way you're talking about yourself. Goodness.
I'm just too successful. I don't need anything.
He made a five frictionless apps. Shout out Cody Co.
No.
If you don't get that reference.
So anyways, my whole big point about bringing all this up is that I can really make a 5 to 10 year decision very easily and not think twice about it. But when it comes to thinking about what I want for dinner, I will literally spend an hour on it and probably not even make a decision.
I think that's probably a good amount of people out there. I'm not sure. I feel
like it's opposite. I feel like it's opposite.
Okay,
like, look at
okay.
Andrew. He doesn't know what he wants to do, but he can make small decisions.
Yeah, sure. I guess I really don't know. That's an interesting question. I think I'm halfway kind of the same. Because for me, I went to UNC the very first week. I was a chem or bio major, right? And then, you know, I just immediately knew and pulled the trigger on it. And everyone was kind of weirded out a little. I mean, I remember telling my roommate Michael that I did it, and it was like, it was just so funny because I think a lot of bio and chem majors like drop out the first week because that first chem class where they try to get you. But I think I'm probably the same way in saying, oh no, this isn't what I want to do. And I'll pull the trigger immediately. So like switching into comp sci right off the bat, I graduated with a BS in comp sci at UNC. And then I think with like a year or year and a half left of school, I wanted to be a product manager. And really pulled the trigger on that quickly, like just went all in, tried to make YouTube videos of talking about product management, So I could hopefully try to find a job soon after.
Right. I think it's because also, you know, you hear a lot of people changing what they want to do just because they start. I think the average person would start something and then like think that they have to keep going or look at it as a failure.
Yeah. No. I think you're very right. I think a lot of it has to do with who you're surrounded or who you look up to, right?
Right.
So, and not that I obviously look up to my parents. They're awesome. But, you know, I feel like, you know, when we were really little, they just threw out the word doctor, like become a doctor, right? Because that's our whole family's in the medical field. Our grandpa, an awesome surgeon, my aunt and both my parents are pharmacists. They wanted us to get in the medical field. Well, I just felt like that was the right thing to say just because like, or maybe that was what they wanted because like it'd be really cool to tell people that, yeah, like my son is really smart. He's going to medical school. Yeah. Like, what are your sons doing?
Our mom, because our dad is actually who got me.
He's pretty forward thinking.
Yeah, no, he is because he understands like, so he's a pharmacist. He understands like, oh, I wish I made different decisions in the past. He's always about
being a business owner. Yeah, sure.
Well,
sure.
No, he wishes that he would have, you know, probably done more entrepreneurial things, and that's why
see the entrepreneurial kind of spirit in him,
right? And that's why that's what he passed on to us. It's one of the biggest things. That's how I got into app development.
Sure.
That's how we always kind of wanted to make a startup and whatnot. But yeah, so I think going back to what I brought up earlier,
wait, so real quickly,
what
I just think, since we're still on the topic, I think we're fortunate enough, or we're fortunate to have parents that just let us make these decisions. Like they weren't really involved in what major we wanted to do or whatever. It was
right.
It was really like they were confident in us making our own decisions.
Right.
And I think I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. No. They're definitely very supportive in whatever the heck we want to do. So yeah. So that's really good. But going back to what I was saying earlier about the second side hustle economy, I think nowadays it's very common to see, you know, you're out of college, you're doing your job, but you also kind of have this second thing that you're trying to do. Whether it seems like now a lot of people are getting into vlogging or streaming on Twitch.
Yeah, man, it's so cool. I love it. I love when people want to make things, and I love when they want to make videos, podcasts, they want to start Instagram accounts to just show off what they're doing and try to grow a following. I think it's so cool, and I support all my friends that do that.
I think that's the biggest thing I take away from a person is if you're like very, very passionate.
Right? Yeah. Being passionate or super interested in something and then wanting to go out and share that with the world is so cool. And that's why I think it's so cool that, you know, we're finally starting this podcast. And, you know me, I started this like October of last year, only put out two podcasts, and you got to be on me about that.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. I think it's also really cool just doing a whole bunch of different things. Like, I know this one Twitch streamer who's also a singer, who's also a vlogger. And like,
God, I wish I could sing.
Yeah, no.
That'd be the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I think one, not superpower, right? But like one thing that you wish you were blessed with. And maybe this is coming from a place of privilege, right? Because like I have all these things, and maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I think everyone agrees singing is so freaking cool.
Yeah, and we have been practicing it. I mean,
I've been getting better at it.
Yeah,
it's funny. The other day. So we have a friend, James Takadic. Go follow his fishing channel on YouTube. It's called Jimmer Fishing TV.
Yeah, speaking of second side hustle economy.
Speaking of exactly, and he's so passionate about that, man.
Right.
That man has put out probably a vlog every 2 days in the last couple of weeks.
And that's how how you're going to be successful is when you're thinking about second side hustle economy. It's not salary at all. It's nothing to do with organizational skills. It's all about, are you obsessed? Are you obsessed with what you're doing? You're going to be pretty good at it.
Yeah. Are you completely freaking infatuated with what you're doing?
Infatuated.
Yeah, isn't that cool? That's page 37 right there. of the thesaurus.
But what were we saying?
No, so what I was saying was, what was I saying? I brought in James for doing, oh, you were singing, you're practicing singing. Yeah, yeah. So James is also really good at guitar. And the other day, he was here for about a month, just sleeping on your couch, right? Because of the whole COVID situation. He lives in DC and he was just down here for a long time. He really gifted at guitar and he was just strumming out. And there was these nights where he would come over, and Andrew's also gifted at the ukulele, and I play the ukulele, not that good, but I would strum along. And Jason comes in with his shirt off and he's like, record me, watch this, watch me sing. And I'm just like, he was kind of getting mad because I was like, bro, you really going to put that on the internet? Like, that's kind of, that's a little bit weird. Like, but continue. It, you described it as a complete thirst trap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just wanted to, you know, for the gram. Right, right. You just wanted for the gram.
Yeah, I'll be honest here, living by myself in the house down the street, whenever I take a shower, I practice singing.
You belt
I sing
out?
As loud as I can. I think I have been getting really good at it, though.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, it takes some time, right? Because it's not a natural thing for us.
I know. I do think you can get better at singing, but I feel like a large part of it is, do you have what it takes?
Yeah, it's like a lot of it is natural, right?
Okay, enough of talking about singing. I think it was really cool what you brought up just now about the guy that does a lot of different things, right? That's so cool.
Yeah, and actually we're kind of on the same boat. I call it like a chitla blessing. It's a chitla blessing and a curse. We really like to get into a lot of different things, and then kind of we really dig deep into it.
And our mom really makes fun of us for this, right? Because like,
She supports it at the same time.
Yeah, no, she supports it. But I remember when we played chess. Like, obviously, I think there's a lot of value that came out of that year or two when I played chess in middle school. Yeah. Like,
so we didn't just play chess. So we're talking about getting really into
chess. We played competitive chess. We were doing competitive chess. I got the lessons and the whole deal, the awesome little timer and the books and the courses. And I got really into it. And I think that's still really cool. I think it molded my brain to be analytical.
Right. Being good at chess is it's a very cool game.
There's
other things, right? Like what do we do? So app development, we got into that very hard.
We got into app development. We both kind of got into poker.
Right.
Me more so. I kind of really dove into it.
Right. Because it's not just, as a little kid, I'm thinking, oh, poker's just a game. It's a lot more than that. There's risk management. There's
so much that goes into it.
Calculations.
Well, for me, the coolest thing behind the game of poker is everyone out at the table. Like it's how you have to try to, box someone into a certain way of thinking
and a certain bucket
and a certain level of thinking. Right. So you kind of have to level them. You kind of have to say, oh, this is where you're at in thinking about how to play poker. Well, I know that's where you're at. So the next time I have this hand and they have that hand, and that those are the three or five cards on the table, I'm going to bet in a certain way because I know you're going to think a certain way about that.
Right,
so it's like, it's the same with chess where you're saying, okay, I'm going to, depending on your skill level, I'm going to do this because I don't think you're going to react the same way or I know how you're going to react. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's also another thing why you see a lot of traders being really good poker players and, well, just being interested. Shows up again here.
Yeah,
but
Jesus.
But just being interested in it because there's a lot of similarities between trading and playing poker. You're managing your risk. You're calculating different probabilities and odds. And yeah, so there's a lot of similarities there. Another thing that we got interested in, dove really deep into, is golf.
Golf, what is for it? Sure.
What we spent like summer, like during middle school.
Yeah,
we spent the whole day out.
That's sure. There. You want to tell the story about you trying to make the golf team real quick?
So yeah. So very, very embarrassing. So even though like we do get into things, I think when we're younger,
we're bad when we start.
When we're younger, we weren't really good at sports. Now we're pretty good.
No, we were very bad at sports.
Very bad. Very bad. Basketball, anything.
We grew up, we were kind of like, oh, I'm so into science. And I remember wanting to be a weatherman, a scientist,
right?
Maybe an astronaut.
Hurricanes.
I tracked hurricanes. And like looking back then, this was like second or third grade. I opened up my hurricane tracker journal, and it's just really stupid. It's just more of like an art project from looking at it now. But back then, I thought I was doing something for the scientific community. I thought I was tracking this stuff, and people would use this.
So anyways, we weren't great at sports back then. Now we are. Now we're pretty good at basketball. We're good at golf.
I'd like to think I'm good at basketball and golf, even though I haven't played basketball in forever.
Right. But anyways, back in high school, I tried out for the golf team, right? So you get up to the tee, first tee, you know, unfortunately, I was the very first player.
How many people were there?
There is about 20 people.
No, there's more. There's like 30 people.
Okay. 30 people there. You know, the coach is looking.
That first tee box is crowded.
Bunch of seniors. So I'm wishing that I was the last one to go, because then, you know, everyone would have gone out. There'd be few people to see me.
Right.
Unfortunately, I'm the first name that's called. So I get up to the box. I get my trusty three wood, though.
Yeah.
And I get up. I tee it up. We played there a bunch of times before.
This isn't an easy first hole, or at least
we played it a bunch of times. It's a pretty wide fairway.
Yeah, sure. But given the circumstances, not an easy shot. He's the first one off the tee.
I get up there. I tee it up. I swing. The ball goes like 3 feet.
No. The ball just like you just wormed it. It rolled hard for a good 40. I thought it rolled hard for a good 20, 30 yards. It didn't go far, and it was super embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. I wanted to leave, but yeah. I continued to play that nine holes.
Guys, just imagine the tee box. It was crowded. It was lively. Everyone just got off of school, and this was really
like
fun.
It's like there right now.
Yeah. I'm just trying to bring you back. It was really fun. Everyone was talking to each other, smiling, having a good time. The tee names get called. Jason hits a shot, and it's dead silent. And yeah, I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, there's guys looking left and right, and I'm just like, I'm looking down. I don't, you know what I mean? But you made that really easy for me to go up and hit a shot. Yeah, because you did so bad. I think everyone thought that. I think you could have done worse than that. No, you probably couldn't have done worse. So you definitely helped out everyone, relieve some nerves, because you're the guinea pig.
Okay, I'm glad that one good thing came out of that. Yeah. But anyways, that was the golf story. But there's other things that we get into, like boxing has been a recent one.
Oh yeah, boxing. Boxing's really cool. Unfortunately, the class is shut down
right now
because of COVID. But boxing, I think that's really fun. And there's just going to be things forever where we just get into them.
Yeah, just get into them. It just feels like we just like try to get really good at it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, now I don't know if I would classify this as a thing we got into, but recently for sure, I mean, we're really into tattoos.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
No.
I mean,
yeah, no, we love ourselves.
I mean, I know you are absolutely obsessed. Like, you just got two this last couple weeks.
Yeah. So I mean, I love tattoos. I think I'm going to pretty much, I'm envisioning my whole body, you know, except for the face, you know, even the neck, even the hands. I know, I just really love tattoos. I think it looks really cool.
Yeah. And Jason, tell me what they mean.
that's the thing. Like, you know, you have those people who believe that they need to mean something, right? But it's ironic. And you want to know why it's ironic? Is because those people that believe that they have to mean something, they're telling themselves that it's like, you know, it's not supposed to matter what other people think about it, right? So they're trying to develop this meaning for themselves. In actuality, I think they're originating the meaning from it so that they can tell what it means. And that's the whole thing about it, is why I don't care. Like, I don't have meanings for any of my tattoos. And it's because I don't care what people think about it. I just think it looks cool. I love art.
No, I agree. I think tattoos are just incredible because of the art. And I don't know. I think it's so amazing to have some really cool artwork on your body.
Yeah, and it just looks really cool.
Myself, I'm not going to go crazy with it like you are, but I definitely love them. I think they're really fun. After you get one, you're going to want to get another one. I do have one that has meaning. Mm-hmm. Right, it's my opa's name, Anton Chitla, on the chest. So that is cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I'm not against those ones. Yeah,
yeah. You're
I'm
not just, against having right. tattoos that have meaning, but I think you're just trying to sell that it's okay to have meaning.
This is a very common and controversial tattoo thing. But I'll give you an example. My mom, she's one of those that believes. So she has a tattoo. She got a tattoo the first day I got a tattoo.
That's right.
And she's one of those that believes that you need meaning. So she has this tattoo on her forearm, and it's like these birds kind of going in a circle, and she believes that
an affinity sign.
Yeah, it's so an affinity symbol.
The birds
symbol.
Always come home because it's us kids.
It's us kids always coming home. And, you know, it's neat and whatever, but, like, you know, a whole point of getting a tattoo is, like, it's not for somebody else. It's for you. And so at the same time, it's like, that's why I don't really care about the meaning about it. Other people care about the meaning of it.
So let me ask you this, because I was watching a video about twins on YouTube, and just to preface this, I'm a huge, huge fan of watching YouTube videos. It's like what I love more than almost anything. If I have my free time and I'm just chilling in my bed, I will go down the rabbit hole. But I don't know, mean to sound weird, but, like, TED Talks and all these different videos, they're awesome. And my Jason, who's my favorite YouTuber?
David Dobrik.
Yeah, for sure. Just got in. Huge Dobrik fan and Jason Nash fan. I love those guys. They're really funny. You guys should check them out. But what was I? Oh, I was saying that I saw this YouTube video about twins. And one of the points they were trying to make, or it was a twin, so, you know, he had some credibility. And he was saying, you know, a lot of times twins go through this identity crisis. And I'm just trying to figure out, because I like to self-interpret my decisions and other people's decisions and actions, right? So I'm trying to think, do you think having tattoos is kind of a way to cope with, this is who I am because I have someone else that looks just like me?
The tattoo thing?
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that. What do you mean?
What I'm trying to get at is, I think it feels like you are, and maybe myself, we have these tattoos because we're just like, oh, this is so me. This is so me, and I'm showing it on my body.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can kind of feel that, cool? Actually. So,
because we just really want to show the you know, everyone who we are.
Right.
And it's so funny. It's like, it's almost so narcissistic, but it's like, I want to show people that I'm artsy, and I have a tattoo, and I go with the flow, and I'm a fun loving dude.
Yeah, and so yeah, so I, you know, I made a point that, you know, it's not for other people, but at the same time, what I think about tattoos, it's a form of self expression for sure. To me, it's like, you know, it's the same thing as putting on, like, choosing what clothes to wear.
For sure, 100%.
It's like, it's you. It's what is your vibe? So, like. I can see that. I don't know if it's so much of a twin thing, but...
Sure. Maybe it's slightly a twin thing. I just thought it was kind of cool to bring up.
Yeah, for sure.
I definitely agree with the whole clothes aspect. If you look at anyone who has the ability to buy clothes, they're going to be buying clothes that they want to show off to the world as, this is who I am. You know, if you're like preppy, you're like, you know, this is who I am. I'm a preppy dude. I wear these clothes and I'm so cut and clean. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you brought up a good point though. Identity crisis. There's always, so this kind of, I guess the tattoos whole thing kind of relates. So here's the thing. I don't know if I should get into this right now, but I'm 21 or I'm flashing back. I'm 23 years old right now. But let's go back 2 years. I'm 21 years old. I've never kissed a girl, right?
Oh, this is good stuff here.
It's 50 minutes in. I don't know if, you know, do we still have people?
Oh, listening? Yeah.
Maybe
I'll cut into the beginning and say, you guys are waiting for a gem at the end. So go ahead and explain your story.
So, because you brought up a good, interesting point about identity crisis and when I think I was going
through something huge.
So I'm 21 years old, 2 years ago, having kissed a girl, and this is the thing. So I got my first tattoo before kissing a girl. So my whole thing about girls and whatever, it was a very interesting college experience, right? Going for the first 3 years, freshman, sophomore, junior year, of just my whole belief, right? And
this is interesting.
I brought up at the beginning of the episode, I kind of look at you for things, right?
Sure.
So here's one thing. I was looking at my older brother, Justin.
Sure.
Sitting across me from now. He had a relationship, a really nice relationship from high school.
Very long
relationship. Lasted a long time. Yeah. I thought that was beautiful. I kind of wanted the same thing.
Beautiful, yeah, sure.
So, going into college, I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna just go out kissing girls, right? I'm gonna find the one, and it'd be kind of a cool story, you know. Just I kiss one girl and we get married, whatever. Very unrealistic.
No, yeah, that's what I told you, is just like, man, it happens how it happens,
right? And I try to force a story. So here it is.
You try to direct your own life.
I liked this girl from high school, right? And she was in the same college, and we had this really weird kind of toxic history.
Yes, sure.
Anyways, it ended up being that we kind of... So she was my girlfriend. What was it? Last year. I was 21. Finally, you know, we got in a relationship. That's, you know, who I kissed and whatever, blah, blah, blah. The whole point being, though, you know, the relationship lasted like 3 months, and then it was done. The whole
I was pretty surprised. I feel like a lot of people were surprised by that.
I was a big romanticizer of things back in college. And that's why I feel like I missed out on a bunch of stuff, just because I was wanting this dream scenario, you know. And so, you know, all the boys would ask me why I wasn't getting girls. Yeah. And I'm not going to come out and say that, you know, in college, like, I'm not going to go out on this deep soap opera about it.
And imagine this, you know, group of guys hanging out, drinking beer. Dude, why aren't you getting with any girls?
I'm trying to find the one.
You know, Cinderella story, that shit.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just trying to, you know.
That was a big part.
Trying to find the love of my life.
Yeah, that was a big part of my life. That whole, like, I know, it's very interesting. It's still interesting, you know, thinking that I didn't kiss a girl all the way up till I was 21.
Yeah, you know what? I thought the reason I got so surprised, I thought you were going to tell a different story.
Really?
Yeah, the one with you almost...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you want to get into that.
See, you know, and that's interesting, because that was so...
Can we give it a high level? Can you high level share that story?
Yeah. So high level sharing that story. Okay, I'm 21. Still haven't kissed a girl, right? But it's getting there. Like,
this is before that relationship that you just talked about.
Right.
You haven't even kissed a girl, nothing.
That summer, that relationship started picking up, right? So I was talking to that girl that I had the relationship with. Meanwhile, this other girl comes, right? We're at a party. I'm starting to get, you know, into it. Like, I'm starting to kind of go off my belief of that one Cinderella story, right?
I see you guys. You guys are vibing.
Yeah.
You know? The looks are being shared.
Right.
You know, how do you flirt 101? You look at the feet, you look at back at the eyes, and you smile. And I saw that going on, you know.
We're vibing hard, right? So then we go into my room, right?
Yeah.
And so you're in the other room.
Everyone was like, oh boy. I was in the other room with our friends, and we're like, okay, all right, finally. He's at least going to get a kiss.
You know, I say that I'm fighting the one Cinderella story. Meanwhile, I'm actually trying to still force it. So, like, even though this girl is in my room, I'm thinking, I don't know if I should do this, because I still want that kind of thing to play out, because it's still, you know, still helpful, right?
Sure. You're prefacing it. Yeah. So, what's about to happen next.
So then, you know, I mean, what does happen? I bring up that I've never kissed a girl to this girl that's sitting in my bed, basically wanting to...
Oh, cringe.
Yeah, it's so cringe. I remember, you know, as soon as I said that I've never kissed a girl, right? She makes the weirdest excuse. She said, have you ever noticed that there's 50 stars on the American flag that's hanging in my room?
And oh, then
she
ditches the room.
It was the most awkward thing
that's got to be one of the most awkward things that's ever happened to you,
right? I just remember,
because she came out and we saw the look on her face. Yeah, she was like, she came out and she was like, oh gosh, he's never kissed anyone. I think she just dipped.
Yeah, so that was straight incredible. Up wanting to hook up with me.
That was incredible. Yeah, that was incredibly awkward.
And that was a heck of a story. But overall, gist of what I'm trying to explain is, you know, I was one of those dudes that really romanticized things, I guess, in college, really wanted this thing to play out, was trying to force an idea instead of letting things happen. And that's not the way to go. And I want Joey, my little brother, to listen to this.
Advice for him.
Advice to Joey. He just needs to know that, like, you know, just go with the flow. You know, you need to focus more on what you're doing and building careers and building, you know, communication
for sure. And I'd even say that to Jenna too, is focus on yourself,
not other people.
One thing that hopefully everyone can take away from this podcast is how cool passion projects are. Like, making your own thing is so cool. It's so cool. So like, I would definitely recommend to everyone, and don't get into it for the wrong reasons. Like, obviously I would love to podcast for a living. That'd be so cool. But I think right now it's just incredibly fun, like talking, sharing stories, and just podcasting is cool. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. I think, is that a good way to wrap this one up? Yeah. I mean, we spent like 57 minutes. Yeah.
This is long. If you made it this far, I mean, I might Venmo you a dollar, because this is, this is our first one. I'm not sure if it was interesting or what. Let me know. But we're gonna wrap this one up here. Yeah. Anything, any final words you want to put out? Anything you want people to take away from this episode?
Yeah, this is Jason here, and just wanted to say, yeah, definitely, it's all about those passion projects. Definitely, like, it's really cool seeing someone that's getting really good at something. And yeah, don't really try to force any love life situations here. You know, just go with the flow. You know, it's supposed to be hot boy summer here, but your boy's been a little dry. I mean, it's because of the pandemic and everything.
Sure. Yeah, but I just want to say, after that relationship, you really blossomed into a different person. And now no struggling for you.
There's no struggling.
No struggling for you.
We're doing really good.
Yeah. So, okay. Thanks to all my listeners. This has been a fun first episode where we're trying something new, getting new people on the podcast. This is Cool Things to Think About with Justin Chitla. Join us next week.